I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for the State Department to add Syria to its list of countries of particular concern. The civil war is raging unchecked. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Syria is just one example of the deterioration of security and religious freedom around the world. Christians usually find themselves in the crosshairs, and Nettleton's urging you to help them fill one request.
Prayer is the thing they most request of us. Pray for us, pray for us, pray for us. And I think especially right now, praying that they'll be faithful, praying that they'll have hope and be encouraged in spite of what is really a desperate situation.
Meanwhile, it doesn't seem like styrofoam could hold up to a hurricane. But Stephanie Shermeda of Orphan's Heart says that's exactly what they're using for a big construction project in the Dominican Republic.
These homes actually are earthquake resistant too. They're made of styrofoam, but there's concrete columns every 16 inches. It is a very strong house.
Orphan's Heart is working with national churches to transform Azua, one of the DR's poorest communities. Short-term mission teams are providing the manpower to build 100 homes and a multi-purpose community center. Join one of the upcoming trips at our website. And isolated gypsies in Slovakia hear the gospel from international needs missionaries. Over 300,000 gypsies live in severe poverty with a high rate of unemployment, alcoholism, and gambling. Through the work of International Needs Sinobana Gypsy Ministry, the gospel's spreading among teens and young adults. Gypsies learn that they're loved, important, and valued by God. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.